remember a first date with a guy. We're going to call him John Doe to protect the not so innocent. This was during the time that I was a single mom. I felt like I was fully healed from my ex-husband, the narcissist. And we started just really clicking over the phone at first, and then we decided, okay, let's go on a first date. So we went to this club. It was called In Cahoots. A lot of people called that club the meat market. Well, I wasn't all that familiar with that term because I was a single mom. I didn't really get out that much. But we went to the meat market, and while we were there, another guy asked me for my phone number. Now, up to this point, the date had been perfectly fine. But when this happened, this man went ballistic on me. He was horrible. He went all over the place. He gave me all kinds of reasons to be very scared of a second date. And luckily at that time, I decided not to go on a second date with that person because one of my rules was don't go out with anyone who you don't want your child to grow up and be like. Thankfully, that worked out okay for me. I had some boundaries in place. But what was it that made that guy think he could treat me the way that he did? What is it that makes us so attractive to narcissists in general? That's what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com. A lot of people think, well, narcissists must only go for people who are easy to manipulate. Maybe they're not all that smart. Maybe they're kind of slow, or you know, they just don't have it going on. Or maybe they're weak, because in our minds, we think narcissists must be looking for people who are weak, right? Because they want someone they can control, someone they can overcome, overpower, be the boss of. But here's the shocker. That's actually the opposite of true.
The first thing I would ask you to think about is the possibility that maybe it's not that you're attracting more narcissists than other people, but maybe you're letting them stay longer than other people would. And this could have to do with something in your childhood or a lack of self-esteem or a number of things, all related back usually to what I would call a high threshold for abuse. You usually get one of those because you doubt yourself a lot, and narcissists are really good at making us doubt ourselves. I would ask you to consider that possibility first.
Someone who makes them look good. Someone who looks good on their arm. Or
someone who everyone around them might feel jealous of them for getting. A very attractive woman, a very attractive man. Someone who the narcissist can get their hooks into and feel an ownership of. And also someone very physically attractive. Common.
Or someone who has accomplished something that the narcissist can kind of glom onto and be part of. Someone who makes them look and feel like they're a better person for being involved with that person.
And I find it interesting how often I look at our Spanily members, the people in our support groups, people here on YouTube, and I see how beautiful everyone is. Now, we don't always realize it, but it's true. Narcissists are not into slow people or unintelligent people or unattractive people. So if you have found yourself with a narcissist, chances are you're probably attractive as well as intelligent and probably stronger than you thought, because narcissists love a challenge.
Narcissists want someone who has characteristics maybe they don't have, or who owns certain qualities or certain things that they want. Maybe that person has certain talents that the narcissist admires, or that person has certain character traits that the narcissist wants or thinks that other people want. Or maybe that person is really, really good looking and the narcissist feels like they could be some sort of trophy. Or maybe that person's really strong-willed and they really know what they want in life and they have all the things happening that are moving them in that direction.
They're someone who, in general, tend to impress people they meet. They really want to kind of stand in that person's light. Narcissists themselves are naturally dark people, as in they don't have this inner light to shine out and share with the world. And so what do they want? They want to consume the light that you have.
Personally, I think that narcissists who meet amazing people like you and who manage to get you under control, who manage to manipulate you and gaslight you and make you think you're not good enough or make you think you're crazy or whatever it is they're trying to make you think, they see you as a challenge. You see, they feel more accomplished if they're able to actually stop you from feeling good about yourself, from feeling like you are strong-willed. And yet, of course, on the flip side of that, they also find themselves feeling like they're not as attracted to you when you are broken. So what I mean is they might see you like a wild horse that needs to be tamed and broken. And that might be very attractive to them. But once they actually do tame and break you, suddenly they're bored with you. They've got nothing else to say, nothing else to do. They're done. Sound familiar? Bottom line, whatever it is that the narcissist likes about you, they will inevitably try to destroy that thing in you.
So maybe you have a really great career and you're successful and your life is awesome. And the narcissist wants in on that. And yet somehow during the course of your relationship, the narcissist manages to destroy or at least slow down your career. Or maybe you're someone who has a public persona and they want to be with you on the red carpet everywhere you go. And suddenly they start some kind of drama that causes your career to go down the tubes. Maybe they're jealous that you have a really good relationship with someone in your family, your whole family. They want to be part of it. And yet, as you take them to family events and do all these things, they're constantly undermining and undercutting. And before you know it, you're estranged from your family. Not only do narcissists want to isolate you in order to control you, but they want to destroy the things in your life that are good. Because people with narcissistic personality disorder tend to see you and other people in their lives as extensions of themselves, they are always looking for people who are one step above them or 10 steps above them. And not only does that make them feel like they've conquered something by getting your attention and getting you to be with them or spend time with them, but it also sort of makes them feel as though they have accomplished what you have accomplished. Number two, the narcissist looks for someone who validates them, someone who listens to their feelings, listens to what they have to say, and tells them, honey, you're so right. I totally get it.
This is the person who walks around saying yes to the narcissist. Yes, you're amazing. Yes, you have valid feelings. Yes, I believe what you say. Yes, you seem real to me. This person will overlook their flaws. This person will basically hold them up on a pedestal and tell them how great they are. Sometimes this person is their mother or their father. Sometimes this person is a boss or a friend, and sometimes it's a spouse or a partner.
This person will find all the things that are right with the narcissist and lift those things up. And any flaws the narcissist has, this person will minimize and sort of shove aside in order to make the narcissist feel good. I think I was this type of person, and I still am up to a point.
And we think, maybe I can help that person, or maybe it'll get better, or maybe people change, or maybe they're just insecure because we're not committed yet. And then you allow that person to stay in your life. That's one possibility.
I always felt like I needed to help people in my life, whether they were my friends or family members or partners, to feel better about themselves. And so it was my mission in each relationship to lift up that person and make them feel better about themselves. And when that's done, a lot of times a narcissist will dump you and walk away, or they'll use you for supply because you validate them so well. Does that ring true for you?
Most empaths are always going to do their very best to try to hold up everyone else's self-esteem. And this is why narcissists are very attracted to this nurturer type.
And number three is kind of similar to number two, but it's a little different. This is someone whose sole purpose in the narcissist's mind will make them feel good about themselves. Now, this could be a combination of one and two. This could be somebody who looks really good and validates everything they say and feel. Or it's someone who just lifts them up for who they are.
This is someone who is always doing their very best to make everyone around them feel amazing. They might help the narcissist feel better about him or herself by constantly issuing compliments to them, constantly telling them how great they are, kind of picking them up whenever they're sad. This is the type of person who's going to react quickly and swiftly to any extreme emotion expressed by a narcissist, and they're going to do their very best to hold them up so they don't fall into their own pit of self-hate, self-loathing.
This person will give them lots of compliments and lots of shows of affection, maybe a public display of affection. Or maybe, you know, they'll Facebook call them out for being amazing or whatever it is. This person is all about not just privately lifting this person up, but also publicly and making that person feel like $1 million. And then finally, number four, which we've kind of already touched on, the person who has stuff going on in the positive for them.
It's a person who is perfect in every way.
Whether this is someone who is strong family relationships or great career or someone who is a model and they're walking the runway, this is a person that the narcissist feels is impressive to them in some way. So it's someone who they almost feel like they have to reach up to get. And if we're being honest, all four of these people on some level are someone the narcissist has to reach up to get.
And as soon as that narcissist gets their hooks into someone and recognizes that that person is in fact only human, the idealization phase ends and boom, they find themselves being devalued and discarded in sometimes cycles, and sometimes the permanent discard comes, but usually there's some hoovering involved.
Because even the narcissist who has everything, even a narcissist who is wealthy financially and has everything going on for them, they very often miss the important things in life. They don't have any real connections with people. They don't have any real friends or people they can count on because they have alienated everyone, or because the people who are in their lives are just scared of them
and they're only doing what they do in order to avoid the narcissistic rage coming their way. We already know that narcissists have a lot of negative personality qualities. We already know that they want something that doesn't exist. I talked in a previous video about how narcissists seem to want a unicorn. But in addition to that, they have these outrageous expectations that are unrealistic for partners and family members, friends, coworkers, anyone who's going to be close to them.
Grab a pen and a piece of paper if you have a minute. Pause the video. I'll wait. So my first question for you is, do you have clear boundaries in place? Do you have deal breakers in place that would cause you to immediately end a relationship with someone? For example, in my life, I have three basic deal breakers, and they are don't physically hit me, don't emotionally hit me, those are really both together, don't abuse me, don't hurt my children in any way, and don't cheat on me. Those are my deal breakers. You've got to have boundaries and deal breakers in place if you're going to be in any sort of healthy relationship. Another question, have you ever left a relationship because that person was insensitive or didn't care about your feelings or because they were too selfish? Have you? Ask yourself that question. Let's say the relationship started out great, and let's say that over time it goes downhill. Would you leave the relationship or would you stay in the relationship with hopes that it would get better? Another question, do you allow people to devalue you or tear you down emotionally? Do you allow people to make you feel bad about yourself? Have you ever found yourself making excuses for someone else's bad behavior? So if they were rude to you, do you just go, well, they had a hard day? Or do you tolerate any sort of verbal abuse at all? Making excuses for their behavior in the process? Any sort of abuse? If someone abuses you or crosses your boundaries or your deal breakers, do you leave immediately or do you stick around and try to fix it? These are important questions to ask yourself, and here's why. If you value yourself, you will behave in ways that will show the world and any narcissist or potential connection that you will not tolerate certain things. So if you go into the world with an open mind and an open heart, but with those deal breakers in place, with those boundaries in place, it's very possible that you can end up finding a decent person. My point is you got to raise your standards. You can't tolerate things like abuse. You can't tolerate even some of the smaller things, like someone who's just a little selfish. A little selfish is one thing. Excessively selfish with a lack of empathy is a toxic person. And you can't let toxic people be part of your inner circle.
Have you been invalidated by someone in your life on a consistent basis? Did they have you doubting your sanity, making you wonder if maybe you really were crazy? If so, you're not alone. Chances are you might have been dealing with a narcissist in a toxic relationship. And this channel was created for you. After realizing that I had experienced narcissistic abuse from first a parent and then a spouse, I recognized that there must be others like me, people who were thinking that something was wrong with them or that they were crazy as they went on suffering in these dehumanizing toxic relationships. And this led me to my life's mission. My name is Angie Atkinson, and I help narcissistic abuse survivors recognize, understand, and overcome their abuse, and then to evolve and level up their lives so that they can be truly happy and fulfilled. I offer validation of your experience, explanation of the psychology behind that experience, and tools and tips and ideas to help you stop being codependent and start becoming the best possible version of yourself. Subscribe now for daily videos Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Central Time.
Share your thoughts, share your experiences, share your ideas in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life, and hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right here and right here. And while you're at it, hit the subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.